You are hearing FinToDo podcast. Understanding thin capitalization, implications and regulatory measures. Thin capitalization refers to a capital structure where a company raises a significant portion of its capital through debt financing instead of equity financing. This makes such companies highly leveraged and reliant on external sources of capital rather than internal capital. As a result, some companies may have a debt-to-equity ratio as high as 3-to-1, which indicates a high-risk position. A company is said to be thinly capitalized when the level of its debt is much greater than its equity capital, i.e. its gearing, or leverage, is very high. A high gearing ratio may impose hindrances for creditors, who may fear the solvency risk of the company, and revenue authorities, who are concerned about excessive interest claims leading to tax evasion. Thin capitalization rules exist in many jurisdictions, including the United Arab Emirates, UAE, to prevent excessive interest deductions that erode the tax base. The rules are designed to counterbalance the tax advantages associated with excessive debt financing. When a subsidiary is thinly capitalized, it means that it has a high level of debt against equity. This increases the interest expense deduction, reducing the subsidiary's taxable income and consequently its tax liability. Thin capitalization rules aim to limit the deductibility of interest payments on excessive debt to prevent erosion of the tax base. Since interest on loans is deductible from a business's taxable income, while dividends have no such relaxation, multinational corporations, MNCs, often seek such an imbalanced capital structure under a debt-shifting strategy to avoid taxation. In this strategy, the parent company extends loans to its subsidiaries with high tax rates in other countries, shifting their profits and minimizing taxes. Thin capitalization rules are an effective tool for preventing tax base erosion and profit shifting, as they discourage companies from using debt financing solely for tax reasons. The importance of thin capitalization lies in its ability to prevent multinational corporations from artificially shifting profits from high-tax jurisdiction to low-tax jurisdictions. By limiting the tax benefits of excessive debt financing, thin capitalization rules help companies pay their fair share of taxes in the countries where they operate. It ensures that companies are financed in a way that reflects their economic substance rather than tax avoidance objectives. Thin capitalization rules are widely used worldwide and important to many countries' tax systems. In practice, thin capitalization rules can be complex and difficult to enforce, and they require careful design and implementation to avoid unintended consequences. The key components of thin capitalization rules. Debt-to-equity ratio. Thin capitalization rules typically specify a maximum allowable debt-to-equity ratio, beyond which interest deductions may be disallowed. This ratio determines the acceptable level of debt relative to equity. Arm's length principle. Transactions between related parties, such as intercompany loans, must adhere to the arm's length principle, ensuring that they are conducted on terms comparable to those between unrelated parties. Documentation requirements. Taxpayers may be required to maintain documentation demonstrating that the financing structure of their subsidiaries complies with thin capitalization rules. Purpose of thin capitalization rules. Protect tax base. Thin capitalization rules ensure that multinational companies do not exploit excessive interest deductions to artificially reduce their tax liabilities in a particular jurisdiction. Level playing field. These rules promote fairness by ensuring that both domestic and foreign-owned companies are subject to similar tax treatment, preventing tax avoidance by multinational corporations. Example. Let us now understand this concept with the help of the following example. Consider a multinational corporation, ABC Incorporated, with a subsidiary in the UAE. The subsidiary, XYZ LLC, is thinly capitalized, with a debt-to-equity ratio exceeding the threshold set by the UAE's thin capitalization rules. XYZ LLC borrowed $10 million from ABC Incorporated at an interest rate of 5% to finance its operations. As a result, XYZ LLC incurs $500,000 in interest expense annually. However, the UAE's thin capitalization rules disallow interest deductions on debt exceeding the prescribed limit. If the maximum allowable debt-to-equity ratio is 3-to-1, and XYZ LLC's actual ratio is 4-to-1, the interest deduction on the excess debt may be disallowed for tax purposes, resulting in higher taxable income and increased tax liability. Impact of FIN capitalization rules. Increased tax liability. Subsidiaries that fail to comply with FIN capitalization rules may face higher taxable income and increased tax liabilities due to disallowed interest deductions. Tax planning considerations. Multinational companies must carefully structure their financing arrangements to ensure compliance with FIN capitalization rules while optimizing their tax position. Administrative burden. FIN capitalization rules impose additional compliance requirements on taxpayers, including documentation and reporting obligations. Conclusion. In conclusion, FIN capitalization rules play a crucial role in safeguarding the integrity of tax systems by preventing abusive tax practices and ensuring a level playing field for all taxpayers. Compliance with these rules is essential for multinational corporations operating in jurisdictions with FIN capitalization regulations to mitigate tax risks and avoid potential penalties. Stay tuned for more FinToDo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.